Welcome back to Rock and Roll Science Just Can't Let It Be. Today's January 6th, 2009, so we're going to take a look at what the Beatles were up to on January 6th, 1969. This was not a good day. Some of the Beatles are not feeling well, and they don't get much work done, and they argue. So let's all try to have some sympathy while we stick our noses where they maybe don't belong. The Beatles, plus George Martin, Yoko, and film director Michael Lindsay Hogg, spend a lot of time today unsuccessfully trying to figure out where to hold the live show. And if you've been following this podcast, you know that's what they were working on last week, too. They previously agreed not to have it outside of England because Ringo doesn't want to travel.
Right, that's what I think. Yeah. But we have decided, as a definite decision,
that we're not going abroad, so we shouldn't sort of rule that out.
Yeah.
Today, they reject a bunch of ideas, including having it right there at Twickenham and Royal Albert Hall. They also discuss how big an audience they should have or whether they need one at all. And then they get a little loopy and start suggesting things like playing to empty seats or dogs or even paintings in a famous museum somewhere.
You can't just have the same old audience or the same old scene so much. It's not even the same old audience. If it was the same old audience and we were all naked when they came in, then that'd be a different scene, you know. Mm.
Yeah. I think she's totally right about that. I mean, that's one of my big points.
I mean, what can you do that's new with them? You see different faces. You've seen the postman. We've seen the, you know, the turban.
We shouldn't really try to do anything with the audience.
Yeah,
because the audience is the audience. You know, it's them and they've come in. It's us that's doing the show, you know.
Then we ought
to get that together. You know, that would be like half-assed idea.
No decisions reached, probably because not all members really even want to do the show. And George and John seem ambivalent about being in the Beatles at all. And remember that Ringo quit the band for a few days last year during the White Album sessions when they got ugly. So, you know, it's pretty much got to suck to be Paul McCartney right now. The Beatles torture themselves with Don't Let Me Down. They just can't figure out what to do with the middle eight. But you got to give them credit for trying. It turned out great in the end. It's actually one of my favorite Beatles songs. Yoko had way more to say than John did in the discussions about the venue, and now Paul nearly controls the rehearsals, even though it's John's song. What's up with John? Why is he so distant? Well, you think it's the heroin? Two of Us is just as bad. They just can't get a handle on the arrangement. In the middle of all this, Paul and George have a pretty, honest discussion about the differences in their working methods, and some of that actually ended up in the Let It Be movie.
I never know what to say to that, you know, because what I want to say is, you know, now come on and play, you know, and but I can't, I know, you know, and we get into that one. Okay.
I mean, I'll play just the chords, if you like.
I'm trying to help, you know, but I always hear myself annoying you, and I'm trying to.
No, you're not
I get so
I can't
say.
Don't annoy me.
But you know what I mean? Well, you know, we do this then, I mean, and then I don't know. Yeah. I can't do it on film either.
I don't mind.
Yeah. But doesn't everyone agree that it's confused at the moment? So all I'm trying to say is. It's like, let's get the confusion, unconfused, then confused. But, you know, like, that's what we've been doing all afternoon. And this is why we're not getting anything done. You know, we're just rolling on with it. We've only got 12 more days. So, like, you know, we've really got to do this methodically, this one.
It's funny that how it only occurs when we put the...
I know, if this one is like, should we play guitar all through Hey Jude? Well, I don't think we should.
Yeah, okay, well, I don't mind. I'll play, you know, whatever you want me to play. Or I won't play at all if you don't want me to play. No, whatever it is that will please you, I'll do it.
Let's not dig too deeply into that. I'm sure that, well, Paul anyway, would like to forget all this. I would. John wants to re-record Across the Universe because he's not happy with the version they released last year, but he can't remember the words, typical of John.
Well, did you get the words to Across the Universe?
What did you
Dick James got the words.
Peter Brown was getting all of Dick James.
Oh, I see. I don't know what the Dick James got.
as happened this morning, nobody much cares when George tries to present his new song, Hear Me Lord, so that ended up on the All Things Must Pass album. They work on the song All Things Must Pass for a while, and then Paul teaches them She Came In Through the Bathroom Window at the very end of the session. Tough day, man, tough day. Let's hear a little bit of Bathroom Window.
Camera A. Thank you. She could not rob. Didn't anybody tell her? Whoa, yeah. Didn't anybody see?
Join me tomorrow on Rock and Roll Science, Just Can't Let It Be. And you can find out what happened on January 7th. Maybe everybody will feel better after a good night's sleep. What do you think?
See you, kid. See you tomorrow. 10:10.